Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Mark Cavalli brought to you by Bet365. Mark Cavalli's been telling us for as long as we've had him on, just wait, Rodgers will be here before minicamp. Lo and behold, Rodgers here before minicamp. Before we dive headfirst into the Rodgers stuff, we know somebody, I'm not going to it out there publicly, we know somebody that is Airbnb-ing their house this week for the U.S. Open in Oakmont.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's paying $18,000.
I thought it was $20,000.
$20,000.
Is that Scottie Scheffler?
You would have to think it's a player, right?
Oh, it has to.
Shelling out $20,000 to live in someone's house for a week. You know what? That's pretty good.
You think Rodgers is going to go to the...
Oh, I already know that he's going there.
Where do you think he's going to live? Not like an actual address or anything, but is he going to just get an apartment around here, or do you think he's going to buy a house?
Yeah, he'll probably just rent a house or lease a house, I would assume.
Yeah.
Unless he's just going to stay on the strip district of that hotel he was at a couple weeks ago, right?
Was he actually there?
No.
How long have they known?
I think they've known for a while. I mean, you see, since he signed, all of a sudden a lot of the Nashville people's, I guess their tune has changed a little bit. And like, oh, yeah, this was going to happen. Oh, yeah, they were talking a lot. It was like they haven't talked have no inclination of anything that's going on, had no communication with them. Aaron Rodgers and Arthur Smith have been passing along ideas for weeks now. They've known. I mean, they're a very smart organization that they wouldn't have proceeded the way they did unless they know. They maybe weren't 100% sure, but they were up in the high.
The only reason it sounds like you can't be 100% sure is because there wasn't pen to paper.
Right. Plus, it's Aaron Rodgers.
And it's Rodgers. But seems like they've felt good about this for a long time.
I think that they knew the day that he left after the six-hour meeting.
Yeah.
They knew what the deal was. I mean, you sit down, you talk after he meets with Arthur Smith and goes over the offense and the different package stuff, like, you know, the football stuff. Mike Tomlin, it sounds like, hey, what do you think? Aaron's like, yeah, I'll see you in June. Handshake. All right, I got some things to take care of. All right, go take care of all your stuff.
Yeah,
take care of what you got to take care of, and we'll see you in June. Handshake.
Maybe he got married. We know that there are people who had fallen ill in his circle. I don't mind it. I was going to mind it if it was training camp. It ain't. It's one day now before the first mini camp practice.
Yeah. Plus, they have been in contact, right? So he very well could be where he needs to be or a little bit above where he needs to be. You know, if he would have signed in, say, March, there wouldn't have been much difference, I don't think, if it was March or if it was right now. I mean, maybe he shows up at OTAs, probably not, because not a lot of people do, not the top-notch.
I mean, DK didn't show up. TJ Watt wasn't there.
A lot of other people didn't show up, or if they were, they weren't there for the duration of it. So he has not lost any time. There's not going to be any difference of getting to know his receivers or anything to that. I mean, that you got a good month or so before training camp, then you got 6 weeks there. I think you got plenty of time.
Yeah.
Mark, so we worried about nothing.
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 Mark, you know people that know Rodgers very well. You work for the Pat McAfee Show. You are the Steelers correspondent. I would like you to run this up the food chain so that this can get into Rodgers' ear.
Okay.
I'll let Rodgers stay at my place all season for free. For free. We got a basement. It's nice. There's a pub right there.
I don't think you'd like to commute from Mount Lebanon.
That's not far at all. Early in the morning, get down south side.
Yeah, but you're
better than going from Cranberry or wherever else.
But then you're going on the parkway probably, right?
So what? I'll pay for
it
gas.
It was jammed up as I was going in right now. It was good coming here, but other side was pretty bad.
I'll tell you what, Oakmont this week is going to be a nightmare. You're going on Saturday. I'm going on Sunday. It is going to be a cluster bleep of epic proportion. Yep. All worth it.
Were they shuttling you guys from the Pittsburgh Bills or something? Is that how it works?
I have to look at all the stuff.
No phones?
You can have phones.
I don't know. I don't know the rules.
I think you can have phones.
Yeah, not at the Masters, but you can have phones at the Open. Yeah, okay. The U.S. Open.
Maybe you guys could carpool with Rodgers.
Maybe we can.
Maybe we can, yeah.
I'll drive. Good.
You would have to drive.
I just want to get close to Rodgers. I want to be Rodgers' media guy.
Oh, my goodness.
I want to be the dude.
I don't want that to happen.
Why not? He'd come on our show. Sake. It'd be wonderful.
He'd be all high somewhere, floating around in the air, ayahuasca.
Both beating bark.
I'm not into that, but I'm willing to have my eyes open on that matter, Aaron. If you and Aaron
were in a room, you're like, hey, I'll pass on that. You'd pass on that if Aaron was like, hey, you
pass
wanna
on
have,
what?
You want to have a little bit of this?
Oh, weed? Oh, that doesn't count.
Ayahuasca.
Oh, I don't think it works like that. I think you got to go to Mount Tibidabo.
I think you just
something.
Like ate it or something.
Yeah, but I think you have to do it at a special place.
Who says who?
Now, I was telling Pony on Friday, I think I might would be interested in doing the old darkness retreat. I wonder how long I would last.
Oh.
Something would like interest me there for just a little bit.
I wouldn't do it because I don't need to be alone with my thoughts. I'd come out a totally changed man, but I'm not sure for the better. Yeah, I don't know that would be good for
you. Who do you think
can
handle
here.
It out of all your personalities?
I think Starkey's brain would eat him alive.
He lasts a minute.
Yeah.
1 minute.
Pony couldn't because he's tweeting 24/7.
He'd be worried that he'd miss out on something that was happening.
Callus would probably just fall asleep.
I think Callus would thrive in 3 days of total darkness. Because I do think that Harry's a really introspective guy. I'm not even like saying that tongue in cheek. Like I think Harry does a lot of self-reflection.
Do you eat in the dark too?
Yeah. Like, that always freaks me out. Like I won't eat Chinese food on my couch with the lights out watching a movie. I got to see what I'm eating. I will never eat a meal in a movie theater. I got to see what I'm eating.
Well, at least the TV lights up the room.
Right.
You can be in complete darkness. I have said on the record though, I've said this on the show, I'd go. I'd go do one of those with Aaron Rodgers, but only with Aaron Rodgers, nobody else.
I don't think you do it as a pair, though, right? That kind of defeats the purpose.
I think he brought a couple people with him, a couple players.
To the ayahuasca he did. I don't know about the darkness retreat.
Okay.
He might have, for the darkness retreat, they were just in different huts.
How do you use the facilities in a darkness retreat? How do you know where they're at?
Right.
Eventually, the rods and cones will figure it out in your eyes, and then you'll be able to see a little bit.
Filling around a little bit.
The darkness retreat could cure my colorblindness.
I wonder if you do come out like physically changed too. Like mentally, I think is a big deal, but maybe your color blindness would be cured. What are we doing here? Mark, you tweeted out that the Steelers could be a Keenan Allen away from winning the AFC North. You don't believe that?
Yes, I do believe that.
You think they're better than the Ravens?
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of obviously.
Ravens ran for $299 on their ass.
Well, first of all, a lot of things would have to go right. I mean, they'd have to have Aaron Rodgers have to be playing maybe not MVP caliber ball. But high-level ball, they'd have to be able to run the game in the offensive line. A lot of things would have to come together for that to happen. But my point was is I think they do need a significant piece at wide receiver, too. It's just not a stopgap Gabe Davis, Van Jefferson. I don't know why Van Jefferson's a nice guy. Why are we ripping on him all the time?
Just because,
Allen Robinson type of guy. I don't think they need a solid player, a chain mover, a dirty, grimy guy. I think that's all Keenan Allen. If he wants to play, who knows what he wants right now. But I would look more into him more than anybody else, more than Lazard. I don't want Allen Lazard.
What about Amari Cooper?
I mean, maybe he's plan B. I think Gabe Davis, I don't think they were very much interested in him at all. They brought him in to say, hey, how you doing?
Oh, really?
I think it was.
You think they were just kicking the tires?
I don't even think they were kicking the tires. Come on in. We'll, I guess we'll take a look at that knee. That knee's not very good.
You think if he were going to be a Steeler that he just would have signed when he was in?
Yeah. So usually when you leave like that, it doesn't typically come back around. But I think the point was they need to upgrade the two. They can't go in assuming Roman Wilson will take OTA reps and turn them into regular season reps. Same with Austin, same with anybody else on that wide receiver crew. So that's the point. I think that's – and they can't wait.
Do you think they'll
you
get
can't
one?
Do the Terry McLaurin garbage.
What do you mean?
A guy who wants another contract from a team saying he wants to be traded. Where did I hear that before?
IUK last season.
I'm not going down that route, man.
I mean – you'd have to have.
I wouldn't wait.
You'd have to have the command. Yeah, you put a deadline on it.
You don't
it.
Need to wait.
Well, yeah. What I'm saying is how they waited for Ayuk last year. I mean, if it's McLaurin, it would have to happen relatively quickly. Yeah.
Before camp.
Yeah, I'm not.
What about Kyle Pitts?
I don't think so, man. I think the whole Pitts, Jonnu Smith was maybe just, hey, let's see how much it's going to cost. I mean, to me, that's.
Jonnu Smith felt like an agent play and that he probably wants to just stay in Miami.
But did not Arthur Smith rip on
Kyle Pitts? He wasn't super productive with Arthur Smith. I mean, they had a couple of tight ends.
Yeah, I don't see that. I guess I would never say never on anything, but well, I would much rather have a, like I said, an Allen or...
I was going to say, because here's what's happening now, is you've dwindled this list. You're saying they need a number two, and you're saying don't wait on Terry McLaurin. Gabe Davis isn't going to be the answer. You don't believe in the Jonnu Smith or Kyle.
Alan Lazard either.
And it's not going to be Alan Lazard.
Yeah, so, it could be, but
so I you're thinking want him. You're thinking the free agent route with a guy like Keenan Allen.
That's what I would hope. That's what I hope they would be calling him up. Maybe Keenan Allen wants to wait. Maybe he wants to make sure Aaron Rodgers is there. Maybe he hates Aaron Rodgers. I don't know, but they need to make a move here. Before training camp, I just don't think you can wait again because then you're putting yourself in a situation where Roman Wilson looked very, very good in OTAs and maybe looked good in a mini camp, then all of a sudden he disappears. We don't know. Same with Calvin Austin. You need that solid, solid, legit veteran number two, I think.
Do you think they're going to get one?
I think so because I think Omar learned his lesson last
year. You would hope so.
I think he pretty much said, "Nah, we can't wait. We got to move forward here with somebody."
If George was still here, would you still have the same take?
Speaking of AFC North, man, imagine George right here, right now. The excitement around this offense.
Yep.
Just if he was here, just total talent wise, that's crazy. But what was your question?
The same thing. Like if you said Keenan Allen was a part of this roster. That they have a good chance of winning the AFC North, but you would obviously feel the same way if George was still here.
Yeah, if George would be able to keep it together, yeah, absolutely. He has that talent. I mean, that's why in March when we were at the owners' meeting, when they acquired DK, you're like, wow, this could be pretty special with Pickens as your de facto number two, but it's probably better off that he's not here.
I mean, if you got a Terry McLaurin – then you're in a much better position.
Yeah, well, I mean,
if you got an Amari Cooper, you're arguably, I think, in a better position. Yeah.
He was so banged up last year. So.
He was, and in Cleveland, he was playing well. He just didn't have a quarterback to get him the ball.
Yeah.
And I think it's tough to pick up an offense midseason.
And you know what I don't want them to do, too, is wait till the cuts. When's those cuts? And probably August 30th, and hopefully somebody comes.
Can't wait for that.
No.
Because there's probably a reason why they got cut, you know.
And at that point, all the better options that are available clearly would not have landed here.
Yeah.
And so you're doing the bargain basement thing. You're going to get another Robert Woods. No offense to him. He's going to serve a role on this team, but you don't need more depth. You need a guy.
You know, if they really, really wanted McLaurin and make that trade, they could make it happen. I mean, they got the cash.
Right.
They don't have to pay a quarterback. They haven't paid a quarterback. Right. They got $100 million in cap space next year already. I'm sure some of it will be taken up by TJ's number, but if they really wanted to, money is never going to be enough.
Just hypothetically.
They can make it happen.
Hypothetically, would you give up a second, a fifth, and then pay, $30 million a season for Terry McLaurin?
Wow, man. What's DK getting?
That. 5 by 30, 150, yeah.
I don't think you put yourself in Bengals territory there. I don't know if I'd pay that much, but I'm sure that's what McLaurin warrants.
Right.
That's why I think it's just a pipe dream. He's going to want a lot of money, but they
You
do.
Said they got the capital and the cap space.
And they got the young offensive line that they don't have to pay for another couple years. They don't have really much in receiver-wise. All their young running backs are not getting paid any money. Where they're getting dinged at is safety, outside linebackers, and defensive line right now.
What is Roger Saiso going to be in the offense? We'll get to that with Mark Caboli coming up next. He's with us until 10 o'clock. You can watch on the wildly popular YouTube stream. Just go into YouTube.com and type 93.7 The Fan live stream. It's so easy, even I could do it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Adam Schefter reported over the weekend that Aaron Rodgers was the Steelers' third choice behind Justin Fields. They were trying to get something done for Matthew Stafford, and lo and behold, Rodgers winds up being the guy. Caboli's shaking his head. That's why I bring it up. Caboli, you don't think that is the case.
Well, I mean, what are we talking about Matt Stafford here? Matt Stafford was just a ploy by the Matt Stafford Rams to get him to sign back there. That was never legitimate. Maybe that was a call and say, hey, what do you think? But that was never even went past the initial conversation. So I'm not putting him in that same group as Justin Fields. It was Justin Fields. Then when he said no, it was like, uh-oh, we don't really want Russell. What's our next option?
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
I don't think you could put Stafford in that list.
What was the problem then with Fields? Too much money, or he just didn't want to come back here?
I don't know. I haven't really talked to him. I would imagine a little bit of all. Maybe he didn't like to get benched. Maybe it was money. Maybe it was the allure of playing with the Jets. Maybe it was the allure of playing in New York. Maybe it was the allure of playing with a new head coach. I don't know, better opportunity. It could have been a number of things. I don't think it was just one that he just, hey, I should have been still in the game after a 4-2 start, even though Russ won 7 out of the next 8.
You seem to be bullish on the Steelers' chances of being pretty good this year.
I think their overall roster is better.
Okay.
Don't you?
Yes.
I agree with that, but especially if they get another wide receiver. But who do you think is better, Rodgers or Fields, for a year?
I think we know what Fields can do. And I don't think that's playoff winning capable football. Rodgers, we know he can at least do that. The question with him, can he still do that? I'm taking the what ifs rather than the already knowns.
Yeah.
Right? I want to see what Aaron Rodgers has. It might be a colossal collapse of just like, what are they thinking with this guy? He's awful. Or it's like, man, this guy got a little bit of juice left in him.
I mean, you look at the stats from last year, like the normal counting stats, and he got better as the year wore on. But then if you look at some of the like analytic numbers, the deeper numbers, they point to a player who seemed to come into his own at the end of the year.
He was hurt.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about Achilles. I'm talking about a number of other injuries.
Which you can't rule out happening again.
Yeah,
you're going to play like 17 weeks at 41 years old.
Nicks here and there. Apparently, I talked to somebody who said he was in like the training room like 24/7 at the end of last year.
Sure.
I mean, it was just like bumps and bruises and everything. So, it was more than just a, I mean, it doesn't hurt that the Achilles is now, 2 years removed. I don't know. Who knows what he's been doing? He's either sitting on the beach in Malibu or he's been working his butt off.
I don't know. I think he's been working his butt off because, you know what? The contract tells me that he just wants to play football.
Yeah.
I mean, $10 million. That's what he said on Pat's show, and it was real. And a lot of people are probably like, yeah, right. Aaron Rodgers isn't signing for $10 million. Man, that's $10 million. So that just tells me that the guy just wants to play football. So I'm pretty sure he's been prepared for signing whatever he did last week.
Yeah, he just wants his put an exclamation point on his legacy. He doesn't want to be known as the guy that went to the Jets and just flamed out. He don't want to be, Joe Namath that went to the Chargers type of situation. Franco that went to the Seattle. I mean, I can understand that. So he would want to do everything he can to have that one last chance. It might be only one and done.
I think it is one and done.
Probably is one and done. That's fine.
Do you think it could be Montana with the Chiefs? Like, what's the ceiling?
Montana to Rice.
What's the ceiling with this guy? And what do you think his goal is? We're going to find out more about that tomorrow. Like, is it complete a year or get to the playoffs? I mean, is he going to say, I want to win the Super Bowl? Because you watch Enigma, and he just wanted to come back and finish a season. Like, he said that was his goal. After he tore the Achilles, he wanted to come back. He wanted to show that he could play another year. And if he wanted to go out on his own terms. I'm wondering what he thinks he's playing for now.
Do we know if there's any milestones that he's embarking on?
I never even looked that up.
I'm on it.
I'm pretty sure that he's going to be the oldest Steeler ever play.
That's true.
Right?
Yep. The second he takes the field will be the oldest.
I would assume that. Yep. But I don't think that's high on his priority
like
list.
Like passing yards, obviously, touchdown. I don't know where he's at on those lists.
If you're still playing this game.
He could pass Ben Roethlisberger this year. And if he stays healthy, he will pass Ben Roethlisberger this year. He needs about...
Oh, that'd be ironic.
I'm doing math here, and I apologize for doing that
math
on the
hard.
Air. I mean, he's only like 1,200 yards shy of Ben. He's probably not going to catch... He's not going to catch Favre this season. Favre's got him by 9,000 passing yards, but he... He could be fifth all-time in passing yards if he plays all 17 games.
You don't come and play in the NFL at age 41 if you want to break Ben Roethlisberger's
no,
record.
I know.
You want to win.
I know that.
I'm just saying. Like
interesting
little things,
nugget.
Yeah, little things outside.
But you definitely... He
can pass Brett Favre for fourth all-time in passing touchdowns.
Yeah.
You tell me he don't want to do that, though?
Those little things do matter. Things matter.
I wonder, if he throws 6 touchdowns for the Steelers, he passes Brett Favre. There is no chance he does not know that.
That matters to Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
I wonder what his contract incentives are.
I was going to ask you that.
Probably how many games he plays.
It's probably like Pro Bowls, All Pros, Super Bowls, playoffs win, percentage of snaps.
Yes.
It might be a percentage of snaps or like just protects them from an Achilles injury 4 plays in,
right.
You know.
Yep.
So he's going to make more than 10, 13 million probably, but not, probably not much more.
Texter writes in, so you guys, we've had varying levels of this text all day. So you guys are getting excited about a cut past his prime quarterback who no other team wanted, and you're going to squint at his stats and tell yourself he was good last season. Also, I could have sent this exact same text a year ago. He's better than Russ. He's better than Rudolph.
He's one of probably the top five best quarterbacks in the history of the game.
Correct, but I don't know that that, I mean, it doesn't not matter now. That's why he's a Pittsburgh Steeler. He's not the same caliber player at this point in his career, but who cares?
You don't lose what's between the ears.
Nope.
Learn how to play football, play a quarterback. Maybe your body doesn't allow you to, but he should be able to make up for some of that loss with how he...
And his arm's still top tier.
Yes.
Like, his arm's still top tier. I mean, you know, Ben Roethlisberger, the reason why he flowed off, because obviously he couldn't move, but like his elbow was jacked up.
Yeah, Malik Willis could throw the ball 90 yards off his back foot, but he couldn't read a defense of his life depended on it. So you don't have to have the strongest arm in the world to be productive in the NFL. You have to kind of know what you're doing, where you're throwing.
Look at Flacco. Yes. What he did, what? Not last year, but the year before.
Yeah, just based pretty much on knowledge. That guy can't move. No. That guy couldn't move when he was good.
This is probably the most excited a Steelers fan base has been in a couple years.
I'm really jacked up about it because we're not going to have to watch a backup play 17 games. Do you think Steelers fans, when Rodgers passes Roethlisberger, you think they do the scoreboard thing? Aaron Rodgers now fifth all-time in passing yards, and do you think people cheer? What? I think they'll do it.
I think they'll do it.
Well, Ben
depends on what the record is at the time.
They should have Ben there.
Well, Ben will be on this. He'll be on Ben's podcast, right? He might be up there right now.
Oh, my God.
I think that's an absolute.
The idea
Do they have a good relationship? They have that. I think they have a good relationship.
Ben, I think, respects the hell out of Rodgers.
Yeah.
How do you not?
Yeah.
Like, you play the position and you see what that guy did. Like, Ben's a first ballot Hall of Famer, no question.
He beat Ben.
Yeah. When the Steelers' defense was really good, too. And I know Troy was banged up at the end, and that hurt them, but he was throwing the ball through keyholes in that game. I went back and watched those highlights because I had never done that before. Because that one hurt me so bad as a Steelers fan. It was like 13-9. Like, I never went back and watched. Oh, my God. What a player he was in that game.
Jordy Nelson coming out party, huh?
Yeah, sure was. B.J. Raji.
Yeah.
I covered that NFC Championship between the Bears and Packers in Chicago with Favre and Favre. Rodgers and B.J. Raji. So that was my first Aaron Rodgers experience. No, it wasn't my first, but I remember the NFC Championship game and he played pretty well.
Weird take, maybe. If who was it, Legursky who played center?
Yeah.
So Pouncey gets hurt in the championship game and Legursky had to play center. And you've got B.J. Raji in the back pushing Legursky into Ben.
First play of the game, wasn't it? First
on that interception, yeah. If Marquise Pouncey, who was very good already, was playing in that game, and Raji, I mean, he's a size issue. If he's playing, maybe the game's different. I mean, for real.
Probably. Oh,
they set up that whole, what was it, early third quarter, fourth quarter, they set up a play-action pass, and Ben missed, I think, Wallace on a throw. That mm-hmm. was a game-altering play there as well. So
I thought they were going to win when Ben had the ball at the end. I think every single person in Pittsburgh watching the end of that game thought that he was going to come through because he had done it so many times before. That wound up being a really good finish of a Super Bowl. It wasn't the best game overall. Wow. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. What kind of say will Rodgers have in this Steelers offense? Said we were going to talk about it there. We didn't. We'll talk about it next with Mark Caboli, who's on with us for a full hour. Mark.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You a Lil Jon fan?
I'm a Lil Wayne guy. 50 Cent.
Well, we're going to have Lil Jon on the show, it sounds like, later on in the week.
What does he sing? What's his popular song?
Get Low.
Sing it for me.
When the sweat drop down, my all these females fall. Oski, skeet, mop.
You can't.
Is that the clean version?
Yep.
That was, well, yes. I didn't
You
know.
Don't know that song?
I know the song, but that's not how you're singing it.
There was... No, I thought that was a good
one. You
rendition.
Want me to sing the real lyrics, get fired, so you can take my spot? I see how you operate. God damn it.
I wouldn't take your spot. Maybe Bechdel would. With that really, really bad mustache he has right now.
Wow. Why you got to take him out like that?
Did you see it?
Yeah, it's terrible. But he's doing a thing. I don't mind anybody doing a thing. We met your son at the 5 Alarm. Wyatt, what a nice young man.
He was very recognizable, I see.
He's all over Twitter clogging toilets and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's the first thing everybody said to him. Oh, there's...
No, that's the first thing you said to everybody, and he kept shaking his head like, come on, Dad, like, you're embarrassing me.
He was
embarrassed
by that.
He doesn't get embarrassed.
I saw him put his head down and shake his head like, this is my dad being ridiculous.
He's like 12 feet tall, man.
Yeah, he got some big jeans.
We got to move him to Lafayette.
Move him to West A, right?
What, do you want him to play on the B team? I mean...
Yeah. Oh, my...
Yes. Who said that? Did you see Harry?
I saw Harry.
You 92 miles an hour. He turned it around.
Turned it around. I asked him what else he did. He goes, I was 0 for 3, and I grounded out.
Well,
I'm like, what did the other two at bats?
I mean, Harry can tell you better than we can, obviously, but the last guy he faced was throwing 96 miles an hour.
And 96.
He put him
seriously.
Seriously. It was up on the scoreboard.
Yeah.
How in the world isn't he in the pros in at 96?
I think he's working on
yep.
that. He hit him. He got him with a low and outside slider for strike
now,
three.
Now, okay. Is there any behind the scenes talk that Harry got up to bat the first time? And they said, "Throw me a fastball right down the middle," and I'm just going to swing.
No,
because it was on the inner third, and Harry ambushed him because everybody else was having a tough time making contact with this dude. Like, no kidding. He was He was throwing.
You know what? Can you guess the guy's name that was the pitcher on the Irish team? His last name
Crowley.
Diaz.
Miguel?
Yeah, something was afoot there. It wasn't O'Diaz. It wasn't Gallagher Diaz. It just our guy Diaz out there.
Did you get to the bottom of Harry thinking the bases were 80 feet long instead of 90?
He didn't have the right size shoes on.
Oh,
because he couldn't get custom cleats because his feet are wide, and he didn't know his entire life. See, I listened to Harry, that his mom had been buying him custom cleats. So when he went to the store to get new cleats, they're like, well, you're going to have to go a size up. So he said he had about an inch of room ahead of his toes, which led to the stumble. I thought he had pulled his hamstring in a grievous way.
I just thought he thought it was an 80-foot base path.
He was trying to beat the throw with the lean.
I knew I was out.
Yeah, so did everybody else.
Everybody knew. That was a routine play, yeah.
You know what was great, though, Harry? You didn't just loaf it to first base.
Right.
You made contact, and you were off. You were booking.
Yeah, I'm probably never going to get that chance to do that again. I might as well try as hard as I can.
I love that, because Mel's husband, Jason, he rolled one over, and he just sauntered to first base.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Harry looked pretty smooth at second, too.
Yes.
A little smooth, a little hand.
He played college baseball. I will never in my life make fun of Harry Callis again.
Well, he did hit Mason Miller, so this guy should be stepped down.
I had not seen that, though.
Yeah, now Crowley had to see
unconfirmed.
It. Now that he's seen it himself.
What they say in the Santa Claus, seeing is believing?
First pitch, bang.
Bang. Ambush that Diaz.
Oh, we know what I would love to see.
Who wants to go to Diaz's pub when you're in Dublin for the Steeler game?
I would love to be in the two-strike.
They get you margaritas.
Tacos and tequila. Oh, man.
Is that like the guy from Bench Warmers? I am 14.
Yeah, exactly right. You throw hard. Here's an Irish uniform. Is Rogers going to have a big say in the offense?
I'd rather talk about Harry. Let's hope so. If not, they're wasting an opportunity of a guy that's 20 years in the league and knows what he's doing. I think it's going to be a happy medium, but I don't think there's going to be restrictions put on him at all. It's going to be like, Aaron, what do you want to do? And we'll work with him what you want to do. It's not, hey, we got to work it this way. I don't think it's going to be, well, it shouldn't be, or you might as well not even have went down this route with Aaron Rodgers. It shouldn't be run, defense, punt the ball, let's try to win in the end. If you're doing that, you might as well just kept what you had.
Right.
So, I mean, I guess it could turn out that way, but
you think
it's crazy.
I'll ask it this way. If it's 3rd and 2,
he's changing the play.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. If it's 3rd and 2 and they got a run play on and he sees it's a heavy box.
Especially inside the 5, he's changing the play.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I mean, that you're not going to have success if you're married to a system whenever the guy can't run the system. And I think, and you guys would know way better than me, and Doran, you especially, like, you can change some of the stuff to shotgun and not change a lot of the run concepts. Like, you can make it work this way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he'll be more comfortable in shotgun.
And I think the play action really comes into play now. I mean, play action.
He's one of the best play action quarterbacks of all time.
Yes. So, and you get the play action, deep shots, you'll open up some of the, not have that safety rolling down, then you can help the run. The whole thing works as a symphony. And, but he needs to be able to have that opportunity to throw the ball. You don't like my symphony.
No, it's beautiful. Did you write that for McAfee?
It's like a symphony.
No. This offense, this Steelers offense, well, you got it's coming together like a symphony.
You got a good play action receiver, too.
Yeah.
DK. So, I mean,
you know, play action, quick slant.
Yep.
Cross. I don't know if DK is a straight stretcher, down the field nine route.
No,
he's more of a,
on the move, like, yes. I mean,
he's terribly underrated as a he's got the full route tree. He's a way more finished product than Pickens was.
Oh yeah.
And I think people sleep on that with him. Like, he's not just a throw it deep down the field guy. In fact, people, you talk to anybody in Seattle, they'll say he's not a great combat catch guy. Like, he's not going up and
but
getting.
But you just lead him and he'll get it.
Yeah.
You lead him any direction, any type of route, he'll get it.
You guys are very positive. Pirates are going to make the playoffs.
Who said that?
Well, you said the Pirates are close to being competitive. Steelers are going to win 12 games. And the Penguins.
I said 11.
What about the Penguins? Oh.
We'll find out more about their coach on Wednesday. He's going to talk, I've been told, to the media.
Dan. Muse.
Yeah.
Dan.
Big week for us.
Big week.
Raji tomorrow. You got Muse on Wednesday.
Tomlin.
You got the Open. Yeah, you got Tomlin tomorrow.
Open.
Mm-hmm.
Artie Smith.
You think if I applied for a credential to come down to the facility tomorrow that there'd be any spots available?
Well, it's only one way to find out.
I'll have to make a request.
Or if not, ask, well, I don't even know if EJ runs a show. Ask Mike Anarella if he can come down and watch the pit practice.
Oh, that's a
good move.
Right?
That's,
right?
That's a really good move.
Really good move.
Just wander on out.
Yep.
Fan Morning Show Twitter polls brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. How many games will Rodgers lead the Steelers to win this year? I got him at 11. What did you say?
11.
Yeah, 10 or 11. Ray Fittipaldo said a dozen.
I heard that.
He's all over it.
There are a couple of keys to Rodgers playing his best ball. We'll finish with that when we return. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. We're changing this today. Social media's biggest winner. Also loser.
Should be me.
No, it's Nicholas Callis.
Oh, yeah.
For the video out there of him making contact on the dude who was throwing in the 90s. It's brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. Callis, would you have made contact if you weren't down 56 pounds?
No, I actually remember swinging those bats when I was heavier and I couldn't swing them. So
there you go.
Which actually could make me a biggest loser, too, because I've been losing all this weight. So, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I think you are probably down 60 pounds after the weekend you had.
Yeah, I got to weigh myself. I'm like checking with my coaches tomorrow morning, so we'll see.
Very nice. Good. Water weight.
Yep.
That's a oldie but a goodie. We're very proud of Nicholas Callis.
We are. Very. You
called it a goodie.
Me.
Exactly.
Oh. Sorry, buddy.
That could be. That could be the nicest thing you've ever said about it. It might have been the only nice
I'm
thing
I'm really
you've
proud
ever
of
said.
The guy. I mean, you should have seen him at. You did see him at Fan 5 Alarm. He was one of the stars of the entire thing.
I went on with him in Austin. I thought him and Austin did a heck of a job
they
together,
did.
Too.
And he wasn't taking any of Austin's guff either, which I liked.
He just threw out stuff about himself out of nowhere.
Did he really?
The whole time.
Really? He was just talking about himself?
We were talking about, like, I can't even remember, but he was like, oh, well, somebody texted in at 12:30 and said Austin's impression of Joe is great. And I was like, awesome. That has nothing to do with anything we were talking about. And then he started doing the impression. And I was like, Austin, that has nothing to do with anything we're talking about.
Harry and Austin are.
Mark, would you say that the two biggest keys to Rodgers being successful this year are the offensive line and pass protection and then also running the ball? Because the Jets just did not want to run the ball last year.
Well, health is number one.
Oh, okay.
But I would say the offensive line. The offensive line makes the running game go. And once again, I am high on the offensive line for some reason.
They're talented.
But I know it all just hinges on Broderick Jones.
Yep.
I hate to put the whole unit on one person, but – as far as he takes them, as far as I'll go.
Mark, Doran, Harry, this was a hell of a show. The YouTube stream numbers were off the charts. People wanted to talk about Rodgers. Tomorrow we're going to hear from the man. So I'm very excited about tomorrow's show and all week long. We got the Open. It's going to be a fun one.
Uh-huh. We'll be talking about 3:15, 3:20 p.m.
tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, because they do it at the same time as camp.
They do it after practice and it's mini camp, so it's later. So it's going to be right in time for the Andrew Filippone show,
and then we'll react to
and
it
Malzi.
On Wednesday morning. Why'd you do it like that?
Yeah, right.
I don't know, because Malzi would get mad if I didn't put the P in the M.
All right, that's going to do it for us today. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 5:40. Donnie Football along with Bob Pompiani up next. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, a high of Troy Faltan, who's 76.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.